vampire? I'm sorry, I thought I'd study. Oh, I don't think there's anything in any of my books.
There wouldn't be. Few remember it ever existed at all. Even my knowledge of the Empire is limited. What I do know is that it contains a powerful magic.
Thank you.
crusaders? More like the cutie mark crybabies.
Sweet are the vows, why so really, really sweet? A new friend to have, that it seemed like such a treat. But then he found the truth, he's just a bully from the east. She went from vows, yeah, to a bully and a beast.
Hey! scary stories, right?
It all happened on a night just like this. In a forest just like this.
And then the olden pony asked, who's got my rusty horseshoe?
Not me!
Yo-yo!
Is the headless horse really what frightens you the most?
I'm afraid Rainbow Dash will find out I'm not as tough as she thinks I am.
Every pony has fears, Scootaloo. Every pony must face them in their own way. But they must be faced, or the nightmares will continue.
But then you started telling all spooky stories and I got scared. I thought I heard the headless horse, so I ran out here by myself and... Well, I guess you know the rest.
I was scared too. I mean, I got over it because I realized pretty quick that if there was such thing as a headless horse, I could totally take it on.
So, you're looking for some pony to take you under their wing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might be up for something like that.
princess would be so late.
She's bringing an important visitor.
With all due respect, Princess Celestia.
Help! The two red deaths aren't here!
It's about time some pony got me out of that prison block.
What do you think you're doing?
Stretching, of course.
Well, unless you want us to turn you back to stone, you'll zap those animals back the way they were pronto.
Oh, you wouldn't dare turn me back to stone.
I'm sure we can convince Princess Celestia it was for a good reason.
I suppose that's correct. Well, it looks like I know where I'll be crashing while I'm being reformed with you, Fluttershy.
Oh, dear. We may be horrible, but that doesn't mean we have to act the same way. We should at least try to be hospitable.
Thank you, Fluttershy, for your concern. If only your pony friends could be as considerate.
Don't listen to him, Fluttershy. He's just trying to drive a wedge between us like he always does.
Now, why in the world would I ever try to do a thing like that?
You sure you're okay with this? I know it's not going to be easy, but Princess Celestia's counting on me. And I think I actually know what to do.
You do?
I think the key is to befriend him. Being kind to him and letting him be my house guest is probably the best way to do that.
And you really think that'll work?
I think it's worth a try.
Okay, but if you need us, all you need to do is whisper help, and we'll be back here with our elements.
You're like carrots, Angel. I'm playing your owner for a fool. How do you like them carrots?
He's just terrible and, from the looks of it, completely out of control.
Oh, but you're wrong. We're making great progress.
Seriously?
I see that Discord's far from perfect, but I also see none of you giving him a chance.
Why do you keep cutting him so much slack?
Because that's what friends do.
We're friends?
Why, of course.
Oh, well, I've never really had a friend before.
Well, now you do.
I liked it better my way, but I guess when you're friends, you can't always have things exactly your way all the time, eh? Friendship is magic.
Jewels. 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 We'll be right back.
to do that?
Yes.
Don't leave the cat meow.
You are Miss Harshmini, the Equestria Games Inspector, aren't you?
Inspector what now?
We got the wrong pony?
I just finished hearing about how this pony was just treated to the warmest, funnest, most fabulous reception she ever had.
Darn too.
Courtesy of these fine ponies right here. Which, in my expert opinion, amounts to the first ever unvarnished, unrehearsed, and unbiased appraisal of a potential host of the Equestria Games. Which can only mean one thing!
The next host of the Equestria Games is...
Everything is certainly...
sent me to live in Ponyville. She sent me to study friendship, which is something I didn't really care much about. But now, on a day like today, I can honestly say I wouldn't be standing here if it weren't for the friendships I've made with all of you. Each one of you taught me something about friendship, and for that, I will always be grateful. Today, I consider myself the luckiest pony in Equestria. Thank you, friends. Thank you, every pony.